This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The U.S. Senate has given unanimous approval to a funding bill that includes important protections for the Great Lakes. This bill ties protections for the lakes to funding for the agency that is the federal regulator of pipelines. Democratic Senator Gary Peters is co-sponsor of the bill. He is with us now. Welcome back to Stateside, Senator.
Well, always great to be with you, Cynthia.
Before we talk about the pipeline bill, Senator Peters, I want to get your reaction to Senator Bernie Sanders defying the pundits in the polls and getting that upset win in Michigan over Hillary Clinton.
Well, it is something. And I think what the real story coming out of the primary was just the incredible turnout. You know, we set a record that we haven't seen for a long time. A great deal of enthusiasm from voters in Michigan, both on the Republican and the Democratic side. And it was great to see Michigan primary having such a central role in the process. Usually our primaries are late. Nominees have already been determined. That certainly wasn't the case last night. Michigan was in the center of the debate, and the eyes of the country were on Michigan, and the people of the state of Michigan turned out en masse.
And how surprised were you personally at the result?
I always thought it would be close, although I thought Secretary Clinton was going to win. But certainly, I think the other big story is the polls were very wrong. They had Hillary Clinton ahead by a very large percentage, and she ended up losing by a small percentage. So it was quite a turnaround. I expected her to win, although I thought it would be closer than what the polls were saying. But certainly was surprised, like many people, that Bernie ended up winning.
Let's turn to your bill, the pipelines bill. What does it do, Senator?
Well, the bill that passed deals with the reauthorization of PHMSA, which is the federal agency that oversees pipelines across the country, oil pipelines. I've been able to insert language that will make sure that pipes in the Great Lakes region receive the highest possible scrutiny, the toughest regulations. It will classify all pipelines in the Great Lakes as a high-consequence pipeline. Particularly important given what we saw in Kalamazoo and the catastrophic pipeline break there that is now the most expensive pipeline break in history, over $1 billion in cleanup. And we have a number of other very vulnerable areas, the Straits of Mackinac, but not to mention all of the other pipes that crisscross various tributaries to the Great Lakes. And the Great Lakes are not only an important resource from a recreational standpoint and a commercial standpoint, but also the source of drinking water for over 40 million people. We need to make sure that we have the toughest standards in place. That's what this legislation will do. In addition to looking at things such as cleanup plans and requiring that they actually consider ice cover, which surprisingly enough was not part of plans in the past. And when you have the Great Lakes that can be completely frozen over, the Straits of Mackinac can be completely frozen over, it is very, very difficult to clean up a spill should that occur during ice cover. And we're now going to require folks to consider that. And if they can't clean something up, they probably shouldn't be operating during those times.
So this bill's putting the onus on pipeline operators to up their safety standards and do better with their oil spill response plans. But it also puts it on the government to do a better job of reviewing the pipeline's age and integrity, which I think everyone in Michigan who's casting a nervous eye at Enbridge Line 5 under the Straits wants to hear that, because there's concern about the fact these are 62-year-old pipelines.
Absolutely, and that's another key part of the legislation is to take a look at aging pipelines and how age can severely impact the integrity of these pipes. As you mentioned, Enbridge, over 60 years old. We have a couple of pipes now that are in review. We're trying to get back a comment period in the St. Clair River that are 98 years old. It certainly, I think, highlights the fact that we've got a very aging infrastructure, and as infrastructure ages, the risk of catastrophic failure goes up. We have to be in a mode where we are starting to replace these lines. If we're going to continue to operate them, they need to be replaced with new state-of-the-art technology. The risk is simply too great for us to assume.
And I am glad you brought up those 98-year-old pipelines running under the St. Clair River between Marysville and Sarnia. We spoke with someone from a water group who's very, very concerned that the public comment period was up before people found out about this request, the owner asking to update usage permits because it was buried in the Federal Register. Is this on your radar screen, and can you report anything?
Yeah, it is, and it was certainly unacceptable that you have a comment period that no one knows about, and it comes up and then disappears before you can actually get that. We have written letters and requesting that the federal government reopen that comment period. I'm going to continue to press that issue. The folks need to have a say, and certainly I'm very concerned about these pipes myself, and are going to be doing everything we can to get that comment period open up again and make sure we've got a thorough review here, but it's certainly very troubling.
Senator, back to the bill, the fact that it was unanimously passed by the Senate, what does that tell us? Could that bode well for the reception in the House?
It should bode very well. We are expecting it to be able to move in a bipartisan way through the House as well. It's always nice to get unanimous consent, particularly given what happens in Congress. Folks know that there's a lot of difficult issues we deal with. We're difficult to find consensus, but in this case, we were able to get broad consensus, everybody on board, Democrats and Republicans passing this legislation. So we're hoping to have fast action in the House.
We're talking with Democratic Senator Gary Peters. And Senator, I'd like to touch on that $100 million funding package for Flint that you and Senator Debbie Stabenow proposed. And we're hearing now that Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee has put a hold on that package and calling it political grandstanding. What's happening here?
Well, Senator Lee does have a hold. He's got a couple issues related to it. We're hopeful we're going to be able to work that through with him. I had a discussion with him yesterday, and I believe that we're close to having a resolution. It's just critical to move it forward. We do have strong bipartisan support for this as well. Many Republican co-sponsors who are on the legislation, we have worked with members across the aisle. It's why it's so disappointing that we just have one senator who is holding it up, because that does not represent the support we have here in the Senate. And we're confident if we get it on the floor for a vote, we will be able to pass it.
Gary Peters, Democratic Senator from the state of Michigan. Great talking with you, Senator Peters. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.